now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everybody, welcome to the program. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I am your host for this program. Now, this is a very special program. What you're getting here is, something that could literally, without being overly dramatic, I want to say it could literally save your life. And the reason is, first of all, most of us are too reactive to stress. We react. And we react, and eventually we shut down. Or we react, see, and we rebel, and then we conform. How many times have you had a situation where you reacted, you became upset, and maybe at something outrageous, some rude remark, some outrageous demand, something unfair, see? Somebody pressured you in some way. You reacted, became upset, and then what happened? Lo and behold, you found yourself submitting to the person you had originally tried to rebel against. See how that works? So that's not good. There ought to be a way that you can live life without being reactive and overly emotional and upset all the time. Now, very few of us realize just how reactive we are. You have no idea. You know, if you watch yourself on a video, perhaps, you know, caught unawares in some situation where things aren't going quite the way you wanted them to, and somebody happened to catch you on a video, you would be surprised to see how reactive you'd to see your body language, or to hear your voice, the stress in your voice. See? Now, sometimes other people are aware of how upset and stressed out you are. They can tell. They try to tell you to calm down or relax or take a little break. See, they know. But the point that I want to make is that a lot of us, we mask it, we hide it. See, we on the surface, we seem all composed and calm, because you can't go out in society overreacting and getting upset all the time for people to see, so we hide it. But underneath, we're upset. See, that's just as bad. So stress is literally killing us. Now, most of our stress, the vast majority of it, 99% of it, we could learn to mitigate. We could learn to eliminate. You know, I mean, if there's a big earthquake or a big storm, or you know, you're being chased by a rabid pit bull. I'm just making something up. Of course, you're going to react. But even in that case, yes, there will be some. It's a stressor. You know, the threat is a stressor. The big change is a stressor. And yes, you will being human. You know, as long as we're in the flesh, we will react to some extent. But most of us add emotion to it. Not only is there the natural stress, but then we react emotionally to it. See, so we compound it, we exacerbate it. See, for example, an animal. If you have a deer and here comes a lion, the lion roars and the deer runs. See, technically the deer is not afraid. Technically, he's just running, because that's what a deer does when he hears a lion roar. And then when it's all over, if the deer escapes, then the deer simply relaxes. He's not all nervous and fidgety and worried and reliving the scene over and over again, and see, resentful, and see, none of that. So you see how we humans make matters worse. But the thing is, we humans, we are supposed to have reason, where we could bring reason to bear, so we could remain calm, dispassionate. See, if you're not bringing reason to bear, then it means that you're overreactive and overemotional. So you need to listen to this program. I'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. Most of us react emotionally to pressure. It's not so much the pressure that hurts us, but our emotional reaction. If you would like to learn the secret of remaining calm in the face of pressure, listen to a free introductory version of the meditation exercise at www.commonsensecounseling.org. While you're there, listen to my latest lecture on relationships. It's all in the free download section. That's commonsensecounseling.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is a very special program because I know what I'm talking about. I've been at this now for 20 years. I understand stress. I've written books about it, about stress and about how to conquer stress. And I understand the spiritual side of life. And I can see how we humans are born fallen creatures. And for that reason, we are upsettable. See, we're easily upsettable. And we are gullible, and we can be misled. So how many times have you been misled? How many times have you trusted someone and they betrayed you? Or someone said, oh, I love you, and then later you found out they betrayed you. How many times? How many times have you gotten excited, emotional, see, upset? You got excited over something, a new car, something to buy, see? You got all excited, and then what did you do? Well, they knew that when you were all excited and all emotional, see, that reason would not be brought to bear, and so you ended up spending too much money in the excitement. You did the wrong thing, you said the wrong thing, you made a mistake. See, we become our own worst enemy. We become excited. How many of you in a fit of anger, how many of you have gotten really angry and then did something dumb? You got mad at your parents and tried to run away, or you got mad at your parents and went out with the people that your parents had said not to go out with, and then something terrible happened. Or you got mad at your parents and you went out and got drunk and took drugs and something awful happened. See? How many of you have had a big fight with your spouse or your mate, and then you said some things that you shouldn't have said? See? Then later you were sorry, but it was too late. You'd already said them. And see what I mean? How many of you have had a situation where you had a job, and it was a decent job, and then something happened, you know, the boss put some extra work on you or something, and instead of, you know, calmly dealing with the situation, not becoming upset, you know, either speaking up, I'm afraid I can't do it, boss, or instead of saying, no, I'm not going to do this extra work, see, or whatever, or grace, or doing the work, but quietly, you know, looking for another job, or do the work and just bear it because you understand that sometimes there's extra work to be done. The point is you didn't handle it rationally. You didn't handle it reasonably. You became upset. Then you did something dumb. You quit. You stormed off. You said angry words to the boss. See what I mean? So I don't need to go down a long list. There are just too many examples. You know, you could write books about all the things that we do that are dumb when we get upset or when we get excited. How many of you have gotten excited at a ball game or something, and then or excited about something, or you got excited in a conversation? You got all wrapped up in a cell phone conversation or something, and you ended up, you know, stumbling on a chair and bumping your knee. See what I mean? I'm just giving a little example. I'm just making something up, but you know you can fit in your own circumstances. So the point is very clear. We need to be less upset. So how do you do that? Well, I can help you. And here's what you need to do. You need to learn how to stand back. You need to learn how to not get caught up in things so quickly. See, caught up and swept away in emotions. You need to be able to stand back and look objectively. Stand back, take a step back, and get the big picture. That's what you need to do. Now, most of us know that we should do that, but when the moment of stress occurs, see, we forget and we get caught up in it, and then it's too late. See, now when the moment of stress comes, you may not do something dumb. See, you may not do something wrong. You may not say the wrong thing or do the wrong thing, but just the mere fact that you get upset already hurts you. See, it's not good for your body. It's not good for your body to be upset like that. See? Now you say, well, everybody gets upset once in a while. Well, we're not supposed to get upset. But even if a person gets upset occasionally, if you get upset occasionally, it means you get upset a lot more than you realize. But most of us don't get upset occasionally. We get upset all the time. Eventually over every little thing, see? And then our thoughts play into it. We get caught up in our thoughts. Remember I said we get caught up in a situation, caught up in the emotions? Well, we also get caught up in our thoughts, see? And our thoughts stress us. You know, you can lay in the middle of the night thinking, what am I going to do? What about this? What about that? And get all stressed out by it. Or after something has happened, you can think, why did he say that to me? Why did she do that to me? See, you re-experience the scene again in your thoughts, and your body becomes upset. See, but thoughts also play a part in that we start to become judgmental. We go around, look at him, look at her. Look at what he's doing. Why does she have to be so slow? Why does she have to pay cash? Couldn't she use your credit card? Oh, no, that person's going to get in line ahead of me. Oh, no, look at the traffic. Look, it's a truck. Why do those trucks always have to slow everything down? Oh, no, look, they're pressing the button to cross the street, so the light's going to change. Oh, no, I knew it. Now I'm going to have to sit here and wait. See, all that type of thing. And every one of those is a little upsetting situation. So, stress is cumulative. See? Go through the day, get upset 1,000 times over some little trivial things, and it's just as bad as if you had gotten really upset over a couple of big things. Are you with me? All right. So then what do we do? Well, then we try to unwind. See, the thing is not, here's the secret. It's to not become upset in the first place. Then you won't have to deal with the symptoms, the thoughts, the emotions, the tummy ache, the headache, see, the tiredness, the fatigue, the tension. You won't have to deal with those afterwards. A lot of us try to deal with them by what? We take a drink, we try to work off our emotions through exercise. Well, exercise is good, but then we overdo the exercise sometimes, see? Or we smoke marijuana, or we go off and eat too much, or we try to drown ourselves in music, or in videos, or video games. See what I mean? But the whole business of getting lost in things, that's the problem. See? So we get lost in our drink, lost in our drugs, lost in our music, lost in our video game. See? Lost in our magazine. It's more getting lost. But what are we escaping from? But we're escaping from realizing, see, our upsetness. And eventually, we try to escape from the guilt for not living life humanly. Remember I said that humans are supposed to be reasonable, calm, dispassionate. We're supposed to have love, kindness, understanding, and wisdom. But when you're upset, you can't express love, kindness, understanding. You become unreasonable. See? Well, so what are we going to do about it? Well, you're going to have to listen to me. I'm going to tell you what to do about it. I already gave you the secrets to not become upset in the first place. And I'll tell you how to do that after this very important message. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo, That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. Box 282, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. That's Roland Trujillo, Box 82, 1698 Market Street, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo. This is the Roland Trujillo Show, an excellent program. You can learn how to not be upset anymore. You can learn how to eliminate stress, and a lot of the problems of your life will go away. A lot of your health problems are contributed to by your overreacting emotionally. A lot of your financial problems, your relationship problems, see? A lot of them are the fact that you're upset all the time. Nervous all the time. You make the wrong move, say the wrong thing, have the wrong timing. See? Then after you've had enough experiences of saying things wrong and doing things wrong and moving it at the wrong timing, then you become fearful of doing things because you know you always mess it up. So then you don't do anything, and then that's not right either because things get worse when you don't do anything. A lot of times something should be done. So what are you going to do? Well, first of all, you must learn how to stand back and not become upset in the first place. This is very important. And I really don't think, because most of us are so reactive, we get so lost in our thinking, so lost in our emotions, so lost in what's happening to us, that we lose that ability to stand back. See, you may be thoughtful now as you sit there listening to me, yes. But when you go out in the world and here comes your wife, see, with some demand, or here comes your husband, here comes a neighbor, here comes your boss, here comes a slow-moving traffic, here comes a bill, here comes an unexpected thing, see what I mean? That's where you have your problem. So you must learn how to practice standing back so that when these things occur, your wife, your husband, your kids, your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your teacher, your boss, your situations in life arise, see, you will have a little bit of a distance so that you won't immediately get caught up in emotionally. And then you'll be able to express wisdom from within, a native wisdom, an intuitive wisdom. You'll be able to, see, without having that blocked by the emotions. Now, how do you do, so what are you going to do? Here's what to do. You must learn to practice standing back in your spare time. See, that's what my meditation is so helpful with. This meditation I have is just beautiful. It's a very beautiful spiritual meditation. It's perfectly suitable for thoughtful and searching people from wherever and of whatever, race, color, creed, religion, national origin, doesn't matter. It's a very wonderful meditation. It teaches you how to stand back. See, and not be lost in emotions, and not be lost in your thoughts. And you can go out in the world, and here comes a situation, and this time instead of immediately becoming emotional and reacting and overreacting and saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing or shutting down or getting excited or running, the moment comes, it's there, and then you're not upset, and then you say or do the right thing. Or if nothing needs to be said, then you don't say anything or don't do anything. But you don't become upset in the first place. See? That's very important. And you can practice it in your spare time. That way you're pre-armed with patience, pre-armed with grace, pre-armed with objectivity. So that when you go out in the world, you'll be ready. You'll be pre-armed. Are you with me? All right. That's very important. So, that's why you need to get my meditation. That's why you want to go to RolandTrujillo.com. RolandTrujillo.com. Or also CoachRoland.com. That'll work. CoachRoland, RoLand.com. I'll be right back. Please listen to this announcement. Hello. Many people listening to my radio program and derive benefit from hearing my message of truth. Others give the meditation a try. Many others visit the website and get benefit from our articles and archived programs. But life can be confusing, and some people get stuck or have questions they are still searching for the answer to. Hearing me and liking where I'm coming from, they could benefit from a little counseling. If so, Coach Roland is in his office and ready to help. Our life coaching is non-denominational and confidential. To learn more about our confidential counseling, email us at roland@commonsensecounseling.org and we'll get in touch. Again, ladies and gentlemen, my name is Roland Trujillo. I know a lot about stress, and I can help you. I have a wonderful meditation. You can listen to it at my website, coachroland.com. You can listen to it there. And you can also find out about some of my blogs, where I have some wonderful posts all about not getting upset, and about family problems, relationship problems, parenting, the whole works, the whole nine yards, because the principle of being calm and then flowing intuitively, see, and reasonably, instead of reacting and responding emotionally. See, it will hold you in good stead in all areas of life. Now, it's based upon a very deep spiritual principle called patience. What you need to do is to learn to refine your own inner ground. When you were a little child, you were very close to it. Maybe you can remember when you were a little child. And you jump from bed in the morning full of joy and hope and the joy of discovering many wonderful things. And you weren't upset and you weren't angry and you didn't have the baggage of yesterday weighing you down. And you lived life spontaneously. See? And you were full of joy. Life was beautiful. Little things came along and you didn't understand them. And yes, maybe once in a while you got a little upset because you're only a child or a little... Yes, you may have even cried a tear. You know, you fell, bumped your knee and fell down, or you lost your dolly, you know, and it made you upset. But then you got over it, and you were okay again. But you didn't walk around full of anger and bitterness for years, you know. Some people walk around, my husband, you know, 20 years ago, my husband said this, or 9 years ago, my girlfriend did that, or 6 years ago, my boss said this, or, you know. 3 months ago, this happened. You see what I mean? You didn't have that weighing you down. And you were spontaneous and full of joy. Well, you can be that way again. This time you can be just like that again, except now in a mature way. See? You've gone out in life and your love was tested and your patience was tested. And people were, yes, they did fool you and deceive you. And nobody showed you the way like I'm doing now. That's what I'm doing now is what your father should have done. He may have tried. He may have done so to some extent. But, well, you were prideful and rebellious and you didn't want to listen. See, he may have had some good ideas, but you didn't want to listen. So, you know, you went out and made the usual mistakes. Okay, we all do. You made mistakes. Well, so what else is new? But now, see, now that you're a husband or a wife or a mom or a dad, see, or you're going to get married, well, now you must learn to have a masterly control over life, not based upon suppression, not based upon rigidity, but based on living life intuitively, spontaneously and intuitively, and not emotionally. Okay? Now, I don't have time to tell you everything, but let me just say that my meditation is very, very, very important, because just hearing what I have to say here is nice, but you need to put it into practice. See, there has to be a doing. Not just hearing, but also doing. You have to put it in practice. And you need to learn how to deal with your thoughts. Undoubtedly, your thoughts now are a big problem. See? And your conditioned responses. So you need to be able to stand back and look at it also. So please go to my website, listen to the meditation. This is Roland. It's obvious to searching and sensitive people that what we have here is the real deal.
We help people find their intuition and become friends with conscience. Helping people awaken to the reality of inner truth and restoring them to the God of conscience is my gift to you. But I must take a moment to ask for help in return. We're in desperate need of someone to sponsor our airtime. It's a miracle that I'm still here after 18 years. But in order to continue, we need help in a big way. We're in special need of someone who can give a large gift of $1,000 or more. If you have been blessed in your life, and especially if you are blessed to be able to hear and respond to truth, then helping us to stay on the air would be a noble way of expressing your gratitude. If you've ever thought of helping us, now is the time to do so. Your gift will make a difference. You will actually be helping others by sponsoring this program and keeping it on the air so that it will be there for people. If you would like to help, make your check payable to Roland Trujillo, 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. To give a gift by credit card, log on to commonsensecounseling.org and click on the donate button. Gifts are not tax deductible, but your reward will be in heaven, as the old saying goes. Thank you.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed today's program. Yes, please go to CoachRoland.com. I think you'll enjoy it. There's right there on the home page, you'll see a lot of good information and different things to click on. And you should get the meditation. You can listen to a version of it for free. And then you might even want to get one or two of my books. Wonderful, wonderful books. Or perhaps get the meditation with the booklet, the whole thing. But if not, then just listen to the meditation for free. Introductory version is free. Listen to some of my programs and read some of my blog articles, and there's a wealth of information there. And so, ladies and gentlemen, please, I beg of you, take advantage of what I have to offer. Until next time, bye-bye.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. If you'd like to communicate by mail, address your correspondence to Roland Trujillo. That's ROLANDTRUJILLO. 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. That's 1698 Market Street, Box 282, Redding, California, 96001. Please remember that Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.